You're listening to Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. Imagine your favorite t-shirt. Now imagine that it could sense when you were too hot or too cold and change temperature to compensate. The words knitting and high-tech may not sound like they go together, but my next guest says that knitting could be the technology that enables a new world of wearable technology, like temperature-sensitive t-shirts, that we would actually want to put on. Julian Goldman is a designer who focuses on new materials and manufacturing processes, and he's written about the history and future of knitting for Gizmodo. Julian, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much, Heather.
When I knit at home, it is definitely not a high-tech affair. I mean, we're talking, you know, chunky scarves and blankets, maybe a baby sweater here and there. A knit t-shirt is a whole other beast. Can you describe how those are actually manufactured at this point?
Right. Well, we have some pretty high-tech knitting machines that make t-shirts. And t-shirts now are like the staple knit product, right? So they're put out really quickly. It's hard to describe what the machines look like, but basically, for t-shirts at least, we're knitting out huge flat planes of white cotton, which are then cut and sewn into the form of a t-shirt. New innovations in knitting are all about 3D form, so you can output a garment, a t-shirt or a dress or something like that, all in one go without the cut and sew operation.
So essentially like 3D printing a knit t-shirt.
A lot of people compare it to that, yeah. And and when it comes out, it looks sort of like that as well. So it's a fair comparison.
Knit garments, I think one of the things we all love about them is that knit items by nature are kind of stretchy.
Yeah.
But what makes knit fabrics as opposed to woven fabrics ideal for trying to incorporate, you know, electronics or other smart technologies? I mean, I don't think about electrical wire being particularly stretchy or necessarily liking to be stretched and pulled on.
Right. Well, that's hitting on two points, I think. So the reason that we have been choosing knit to incorporate electronics is because we like to wear knit close to our bodies. The reason to put electronics into clothing, by and large, is usually to do with biometric sensing or to have some sort of effect on the body. So we choose the type of clothing that we wear closest to our body. The issue of, you know, electronics and wiring being flexible is one of the major hurdles that is being researched and studied in this field right now. So how to make something that flexes and moves with a garment that is also made out of copper or silver based materials is a big challenge.
I mentioned the idea of clothing that gets warmer or colder to compensate for your body temperature. What are some of the other ideas that people are thinking about for ways to put smart technology into clothing?
Right. The warmer and colder one is always kind of, that's what we want, right? I mean, that's the simple solution that, you know, will make our lives easier. It's also very power hungry to make heat and to make cold. But there's a lot of other solutions that are, or a lot of other applications that are pretty interesting. So, you know, for one, what's the future of like our kind of Fitbit Apple Watch technology, the things that are measuring how we walk around and how we move around the world? These things don't need to be worn on the wrist anymore. I mean, they can be knitted straight into a t-shirt and be washable and start to like measure and quantify ourselves.
So your t-shirt might be measuring your heart rate right through your chest.
Right. And yeah.
Your pants are measuring your steps as your legs move.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, so all of that's kind of like basic first step stuff. And of course, there's a whole conversation about like, what do we want? What do we need embedded in that conversation, right? To me, I think the real applications for these types of technologies will, at least in the beginning, be found in medical applications and high performance athletics.
I was thinking military. That's kind of where my brain went, was perhaps to the military, where sometimes these new technologies are first deployed.
Yes, I would agree with that as well. And then maybe we'll see it filter out into a more general public type of market.
So how far away is that filtering out into a general market?
So that's a good question. I think already we're starting to see this stuff get into those more specific and applied markets. What we're talking about is, you know, high performance athletics, military or medical. And in the general public market, I mean, I always like to go back to this question of, well, what do we want to share with the company that is controlling and manufacturing the goods that we're consuming? So a big question is data.
That was going to be my next question, is if every piece of our clothing is generating a bunch of data. I mean, we're already generating a ton of personal data every day, but if it's just coming from our clothing all of the time, then where does it go?
Yes, exactly. So when I first got into this textile and smart textile world, I was doing research into control of our personal data. And I see this as a lost battle when we're talking about smartphone, internet behaviors, like location-based stuff. But when we start putting sensors on our bodies, we're sharing data about our most intimate selves, right? Having some access to someone's heart rate in real time is a very powerful vector. So that was a little bit worrying, and that's kind of what I wrote my thesis on. And when you're talking about smart textile and biometric data accumulation, I think we have to be very careful about where that data goes and how it's stored. There's a company I like to highlight that is here in Brooklyn called Lumia. They are developing systems to do biometric data accumulation, but to store it on a blockchain system and have it be easily accessible to the user so that they have control over their data. And this also then opens venues for people to maybe actually sell their data if they want to, sell it to market research companies, or you could also donate this data to scientific research programs.
After looking around at what people are trying and working on, other than that classic temperature sensing t-shirt or temperature sensing clothing, do you have a favorite that you can't wait until it's available, a new knit wearable that you're really waiting to hit the market?
One thing that I've been very interested in is ways to notify ourselves about whatever information that we want to know that is not zoomed in on our tiny little smartphone screen. I see a lot of problems and a lot of research to back it up with people with screen-based interactions, right? That's what they're called now, where we kind of have to focus 100% of our attention onto the screen to gain our information, whether that's like, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? Or what's the news? So-and-so just sent me a text message. You know, you have to really put 100% of your attention in there. And that's creating kind of cognitive overload. And there's much kind of simpler ways to get that information. So, you know, right now our haptic, the vibration from our phone, it vibrates once. We know that we have a text message. It vibrates twice, and we know that someone's calling us. But that's about the extent to which we have a language there. So there's a lot of interesting research going on about creating a haptic library, a haptic language. And I like the idea of knits that change form. So this is kind of something that we haven't seen a lot of yet. But what if your t-shirt kind of gave you a tiny squeeze on the arm? Or someone gave you a hug from across the world, and your t-shirt could kind of contract. And like, I think that kind of idea is very interesting.
I love it. I have to say, we were talking about this in our office and came to the idea of sheets that, instead of an alarm buzzing somewhere, your sheets would just kind of gently sit you up, or maybe give you a little nudge out of bed for your
alarm. I love that idea. Yeah, so I mean, I like anything that can get us off our phones and back into the real world, and I think maybe that's like a small push in that direction. There's a group called AFFOA, AFFOA, up in Cambridge, which is a federally funded smart textile research group, and they're doing it's a knit hat that can translate LED flashing signal into audio. Say you're walking through a museum and the lights themselves are beaming audio information into your hat, which then through headphones can tell you about the exhibits around you.
All sorts of fun options. Julian Goldman is a designer who focuses on new materials and manufacturing processes. He has written about the future of knitting and smart technology for Gizmodo. Julian, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And that's our show. Until next week, I'm Heather Goldstone. Thanks for listening.
Living Lab Radio is produced by WCAI in Woods Hole and WGBH Radio in Boston. It's produced by me, Elsa Partan, and Heather Goldstone is executive producer. Funding for Living Lab Radio comes from the Candida Fund, investing in transformative leaders and ideas. Theme music by Stellwagen Symphonette.